Chủ đề ngày hôm nay chúng ta sẽ cùng học với nhau.
The title of today's lesson is Seeking God Together. The key verse of today's lesson is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Let's read together one more time this verse. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Let's turn our heart toward God to study today's lesson, Seeking God Together. Once again, the key verse for today's lesson is in 1 Peter chapter 5, and I read one more time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. We cast all our cares upon Him because we still believe that He can still perform miracles. Do you believe that God still performs miracles today? There's a person who shared his experience like this. My mom had cancer. After 9 months of treatment, all the doctors gave up on her. We asked for the permission from the hospital to take her home. So there's no more hope there. After returning from the hospital for one day, the painkiller had faded. Her body was suffering with excruciating pain. We went everywhere to look for the pain medicine, but this special medicine isn't sold anywhere. When we saw that our mother suffered greatly, we could not hold back our tears. We couldn't do anything to share the load of pain that she is suffering with. We can only look at her with a deep sense of sorrow. Many pastors around churches around near where I live came and prayed for her on May the 6th, and I believe that's a day of miracle. The wonderful thing that happened when many servants of the Lord from faraway churches came to visit. They were praying for my mother with flowing tears. They were pleading earnestly with the Lord for the healing. Afterward, they opened the song from a tape recorder with the title, A Closer Walk with Thee, so she can listen. We witnessed a wonderful thing with my mother. Her pain just reduced considerably, and she no longer was screaming in pain. We witnessed many days in the past how her body suffered greatly with pain. So when all of a sudden she slept peacefully while the hymn, A Closer Walk with Thee, was playing. At that point, we realized that a miracle had happened to our family. And on May 11th, my mother passed away peacefully. Dear congregation, sometimes we expect God to perform a miracle according to our wish. However, God is performing miracles according to His will. God is still in control with everything that happens in this world. Our president has called upon us to pray for our country and for the world. And that is something that we all need to do. Our key verse of today says that, cast all our anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And that is something that we will put our hope upon. To study together the lesson titled, Seeking God Together, based on the scripture that we have read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 through 13. There are three main points that we will study from the King Jehoshaphat. The first point is that to seek God for ourselves. The second point is to seek God together. And the third point is that we will wait on the Lord together. The first point we will examine together is to seek God together. King Jehoshaphat was facing a very difficult situation in the scripture we read, just like what we are facing today. In the situation of King Jehoshaphat, it is very immediate because the enemy has surrounded Jerusalem. I think that the situation that Jehoshaphat was facing is exactly the same situation that we are facing today. The contracting of the coronavirus has become a panic for the whole world. The panic has increased in intensity. According to the World Health Organization, Today, there are more than 620,000 cases of coronavirus, and there are more than 28,500 deaths. The fight against coronavirus in each country has become the highest priority. From the day when the American government was discussing about quarantine, I noticed that there are many people in my own country is despising this coronavirus precaution. However, today, whether we are Americans, we are Australians or Vietnamese, we all have to practice the quarantine seriously. In the U.S., last week, we were third in the world in terms of the number of cases. Just the past few days, the U.S. has overtaken to be the number one country with the most cases. And the U.S. now has more than 100,005 cases and more than 1,700 died. Dear congregation, we are now in the U.S. Do you feel like you worry? Maybe so, right? What did King Jehoshaphat do when the situation was dire and his heart felt panic as well? In verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it reads, "Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah." This was not the first time that King Jehoshaphat seeks his dark faith. In a few verses before this, King Jehoshaphat has been blessed by the Lord because King Jehoshaphat followed the way of King David. King Jehoshaphat did not worship Baal, but worshiped the Lord of King David. The father of King Jehoshaphat is King Asa, who has loved the Lord very much and brought the whole Judah to return to God. King Asa has commanded all Judah to obey the Lord. Do not imitate Israelites of the north, who brought in the gods, idols from somewhere else to worship them. And that's the reason God has strengthened the kingdom under King Jehoshaphat. The important point here is that the Philistine was the enemy of the Israelites at that time. And the Philistine enslaved and asked the Israelites from the north to pay their taxes to the Philistine. But for Judah in the south, the Philistine must submit their offering to King Jehoshaphat. That must be a miracle, right? It is a miracle because King Jehoshaphat has the heart to seek after the Lord, so that God has made the enemy to be fearful of King Jehoshaphat. The strength of his kingdom is not based on the ability of King Jehoshaphat, but according to the scripture, it is because the heart of Jehoshaphat is seeking after God and trust in the Lord. However, during the peaceful time in Israel at that time, Jehoshaphat made a mistake. And that mistake was to be friends with King Ahab. And you think that was just a small action by King Jehoshaphat, correct? To be friends with King Ahab, that is something that is not pleasing to the Lord. And because it is not pleasing to the Lord, God has sent a prophet to rebuke King Jehoshaphat. The rebuking was about King Jehoshaphat helping the wicked King Asa, helping the one that is not loving the Lord. Is this something that King Jehoshaphat should have done? King Ahab in the north has turned away from God. King Ahab has brought to the north the idol of Baal and Asherah. Those idols came from his marriage with Jezebel, a non-Israelite, and that caused the Israelite people in the north to forsake God. God was using this difficult situation that Jehoshaphat was facing to pull him closer to God. And in that situation, King Jehoshaphat lowered himself to seek after the Lord. The key word here is seeking after the Lord with all his heart. His heart is now earnestly seeking after the Lord. He now spend more time to seek after the Lord. Your congregation, during the time of peaceful time, when there is no panicking and worrying, we might not take seriously the worship of the Lord. Many are so deeply entrenched with the beastness of life. And even the day of the Lord, like Sunday, people are using it to make a profit for themselves. This is a young pastor in Vietnam who wrote a blog with the title, "The Door Has Been Closed." And this is the summary of what he wrote. "A tiny virus has slowed down the entire world. But this is true. This world has changed so quickly. This world is doing things in a hurry, like eating, talking, going places, and living fast life. Even hurry to love, to divorce, to judge. Everything seems to be in a hurry, even to worship God, to come there late, but to leave early." They're saying, "How come the pastor is preaching so long today? But I have to meet with my co-workers today. They are so much in a hurry that even in prayer, they just want to say a few words to get it over with. Doesn't matter whether God wants to hear or not. They are in a hurry such that they could not take the time to memorize a Bible verse. They don't even have time to say hello or be concerned for somebody else. They are in a hurry such that they don't have time to call their family, their parents, or their brothers and sisters. They're so in a hurry that they don't have time to examine themselves, examine their marriage, their family, to see what the real situation is with the family. They are in a hurry such that they could not say a respectful greetings to the neighbors. They were all in a hurry such that they even forgot their relatives. Even the family knew they don't even have time for. They couldn't even stand to wait a few more seconds at the red light, or patient enough to wait for the gate to open before they can pass. They are in a hurry such that anything on the Facebook, they all know about it. But now, there's no such thing as to hurry anymore. And today, God is using this situation to slow everything down, to slow down the hurriness of the people of the world. In each country, the local authority has demanded to stop all the activities, unnecessary activities. And there's a very good reason for this, because quarantine will help slow down the spread of the coronavirus. And the local authority has demanded to stop all the activities because they have a reason. And that reason is to simply slow down or even stop the spread of the coronavirus. And many people have lost their job. And some even feel like they have a vacation. And so they call up their friends to go to the park or to the walk in the hillside. They get together to party with each other without recognizing that their activity is helping to spread the coronavirus. The local authority has commanded for the people to stop those activities to slow down the spread of the virus. And dear congregation, the time of the quarantine has caused some changes in some of the members of the church. It seems that God is using this opportunity to remind us in each one of our hearts. A few members of the church has called me last week and said, "I'm so sad not being able to worship God in our sanctuary. I miss my brother and sister in Christ. I miss the church. Your congregation. I know that you miss the church. And I do the same. I miss the church too. You remember all our activities in the church. I do too. You remember the time of singing hymns and study the Word of God. I miss that too. And it seems that those words I did not hear when we did not face a difficult situation like today. Maybe God is using this opportunity to change the heart of the church, the heart of the believers in Christ, even the hearts of all the Christians and the believers all over the world. The congregation, we need to seek after the Lord. The story of King Jehoshaphat is an excellent example for us to follow. And that is to have our heart seek after the Lord. The second point about King Jehoshaphat is we have to seek God together. Not just to seek the Lord individually, but together we have to seek the Lord. When the enemy surrounded Jerusalem during the time of King Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat sought after the Lord, but not just by himself. And not just he himself in a private room, or he himself in a temple. The scripture said that King Jehoshaphat called upon all the Israelites to fast. Fasting to express that the repentance of the Israelite people. We don't know what sin they have committed against the Lord, but fasting by the people expresses that they are not worthy in front of God, and they want to have mercy from God. The scripture shows that all of the Israelites gathered together to seek after the Lord. I believe that God up in heaven looking down at the crowd gathering to plead with him. How joyful it is for the Lord to see such a scene. We are reminded as we read Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. This is Jesus speaking. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. God is pleased when two or three agree to pray with each other to plead to the Lord. Jesus says, anything you ask for doesn't mean the need of our physical body. It is not about what we desire in our heart. But when we pray according to God's will, God will readily bless us and answer our prayer. We read in the same chapter of Matthew 18, verse 20, for where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. God is desiring to hear our prayer, even only two or three people who are united in prayer. And there, God's presence will be with us. What God wants to come to the midst of only two or three people gathered together. In the lesson of last week, I have shared for you the role of the believers during a difficult time like this. And because of the believers, the difficult time, the days of difficult time will be reduced. The fact that we worship the Lord, seek after him in our own family, there is something God wants to see in all of us. God wants to see in your family and in my family to have a gather like that to worship God and seek after the Lord. Without this difficult situation, maybe the family just have their representative in the family to seek after the Lord only. Only a representative of the family to come to the sanctuary to worship God. But the rest of the family, they have their own business even on the day of the Lord. Without a difficult situation like today, maybe many families are not serious about seeking after the Lord. But what is God using this situation for? Is to bring family members together. Husband and wife together. Parents and children together. Grandparents and their grandchild. Or the close relatives of the family together seeking after the Lord. The Israelites in the time of Jehoshaphat gathering from everywhere within Judah to come and seek after the Lord. The scripture let us know in verse 13 that all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Normally, if there is any gathering before the Lord, only the men are present. But in this situation that Jehoshaphat was facing, the men and their wives were present. Not only husband and wife, but even little ones were there too. Even the small children were there with the parents to seek after the Lord. Why? Because each one of us has been created according to the image of God and for God. And the Lord desires to see His children before Him, whether they are parents or children. It doesn't matter how old they are or how young they are. Whether men or women, God is desiring to see all of them seeking after the Lord. And when there's a gathering like that, God wants to see everyone within the family together in front of Him. Dear congregation, I believe that the pandemic of coronavirus has made people closer together. Did you feel it? Did you recognize it? Did you see it? There are many quotes at the medical facilities saying, the medical staff saying, we are working on your behalf. And you stay home because of us. The nurses and medical doctors come into the hospital to work, to help the people who are sick. And because of us, they work on behalf of us. And they call upon the healthy citizen to stay home to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. So they are saying they come to work at the hospital for us. And when you stay home, you are helping us. We have heard from Wuhan the story of Christian there who we call the Yellow Angels. These Christians went out to help the patient of coronavirus. Without worrying that these Christians would contract the coronavirus. Taking after those courageous acts by the Christian, local churches have been calling all the believers to contribute. And by that example, people of Wuhan today recognize the valuable contributions from the healthy citizens there. They are contributing the mask. They are contributing the water to wash the hands and the drinking water. And many other things for the people who are fighting the coronavirus. At Worcester, Massachusetts, there's a man named Tony Nguyen with his wife, Sarah Vaughn. They have bought a storage for medical supplies, including those of N95 masks and the medical jackets, hand gloves, and many others protecting gears. That storage area is valued at more than $600,000. And they bought that storage facility to share with the hospital in the state of Massachusetts. That was a beautiful act by the couple and has been praised by many. I also read story about the Asian in Portland. Well, they also contribute masks and other protecting gear for the doctors and the nurses in their local to all the hospitals that are fighting against the coronavirus. And many people were surprised why the Vietnamese are able to contribute more than anybody else. The Japanese also contribute, but the Vietnamese have done more than the Japanese. Before this time, when we heard of the Vietnamese, we could feel sad because anywhere there is a loophole to gain profit, the Vietnamese would seek those loopholes to gain a profit for themselves. And now the Vietnamese are contributing more than any other Asian group. In Portland, they contributed to the emergency room in Portland, in Providence, about 50,000 masks, 330 boxes of gloves, 93 bottles of hand sanitizer, small size and large size, 35 boxes of disinfecting wipes, 4 gallons of alcohol, and 1 gallon of aloe vera. Maybe that's not much, but there is enough supply to make sure that the emergency room has enough to deal with the coronavirus. And this past week, we have a member of the church, Mrs. Tracy Trent, who had called upon the community to donate or to buy from or borrow those who have masks. to help with her two children who are doctors in Denver. They are working in the hospital without masks. And after asking for it, many of the church members have responded positively. Because of that positive response, there's a comment on the Facebook saying, "Wow, you have very good friends. They love you very much. You only announce your need and they already respond, they're sorry." And Tracy responded, "These people help me because they are children of God. They are ready and willing to help when needed. We praise God because God has begun to act in the heart of the member of our church. Before, we have heard of many tragic events due to the coronavirus. And now, we have recently heard many stories of people concerning other people, showing their concern to other people, and those actions are being praised. We begin to show concern for others. People begin not to be selfish to each other. How about you and me at this time? God has used a disaster in the time of King Jehoshaphat that causes from king to the common people to stand together before God for the common good of the kingdom under Jehoshaphat. May God, in this time of trouble and great challenges, that His children and the members of the church has a strong desire to seek after the face of God. We are seeking the spiritual profit for our own soul. We are asking the Lord to save our world. And we are after the glorification of our God in heaven. The first point that we can learn from the situation of King Jehoshaphat, that is to wait together upon the Lord. We need to seek God's face for ourselves. We have to seek God together. But we must also wait upon the Lord. In verse 17 of the scripture portion we read today, it reads, "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord will give you." Why did King Jehoshaphat and his people must wait on the Lord? As we see in verse 12, where Jehoshaphat said, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." In fact, King Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel did not know what to do with the vast army approaching and surrounding them. The enemy, including the Amorites, the Midianites, and the Ammonites, are surrounding them. Maybe you have seen few images on the internet about the pandemic. Perhaps you have seen images of doctors and nurses in the front line trying to fight the coronavirus. They are very wary. There are many that just drop down and fall asleep. Some sleep in their chair. They try to catch a few opportunities to catch some sleep because their bodies are so tired. There's a doctor who just came home from work and he has to use a tent right inside his garage. He got to sleep in his tent because he's afraid that he might spread the coronavirus to the family. In Australia, there's a priest who contracted the coronavirus and they brought to him a ventilator for breathing. But the priest wanted that ventilator to be used on a person younger than him. And the priest had just passed away. Dear congregation, there are so many patients that must be taken care of. And the medical supplies is in shortage. Even the basic needs of the medical supply is not there. There are many contributions from people in this country, but that's not even enough to respond to the need of the medical equipment. And truly, in that situation, nobody knows what to do. In many hospitals, the medical staff just have to watch people slowly dying. And so doctors and nurses in those situations give up. The congregation, what did Jehoshaphat have to do while the enemies were surrounding them? And they knew they were powerless before the enemy. In verse 12, we read, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." The Israel nation back then has a military, has chariots, and has weapons. But the enemy was so vast. The Israelite people, their military, their chariots, their weapons were not enough to respond to the situation. Their military might is not enough to respond to the enemy. All the Israelites at that time only must wait upon a miracle. Some deliverance that may come from God. Dear congregation, in our own situation, a few hearsay about how to fight the coronavirus has been shared among ourselves. Some have recommended to use garlic in the tea to drink. Some have recommended to use water infused with lemongrass and lemon peels. And some have recommended not to use ibuprofen to fight the coronavirus because that kind of a medicine or drug can help the virus last longer. So it is better to use Tylenol instead. There are some places discovered that hydrochloroquine can be used to cure the coronavirus. Recently, many other places discover that tranquilin or zinc or vitamin C can also be effective in fighting the virus. There are many different methods that people are thinking that these might fight the coronavirus. But with a daily report from the World Health Organization, we see that we are powerless before this deadly virus. And in reality, the people are still panicking. Panicking because their job today is no more. People are worrying because the basic supplies like food is very rare now. What does the people of the world need to do in this present situation? Especially to the believers, the children of God, what do we do in this present situation? We need to take after the example of King Jehoshaphat. We have to wait upon the Lord. We have to fix our eyes upon God. I have seen pastors have recommended us to pray. The American people have to pray. We all have to pray for this country, especially for the president of this country, who is facing tremendous pressure to take care and fight about the coronavirus. We have to pray for our president, who is under tremendous pressure to fight this pandemic. We have to pray for our world, because this world is in a hopeless place. Dear congregation, praise be to God, because God is using this disaster to bring the people closer to Him, to turn around the heart of the believers, to put our gaze upon the Lord. And this must be true among the believers, because we must first put our hope in the Lord. What is your action right now to show that you are waiting upon the Lord? Maybe we are saying, let's pray for the world. Let's pray that the pandemic soon will be over. Pray for those who are sick because of this virus. We say those things, but how much time did we put aside to pray for what must we pray about during this time of quarantine? How many times during the day have we put aside to pray for this very problem? What our daily actions tell us about we wanting to pray for our fellow citizens? What action we have to express that we are earnestly praying for this condition, or it's just a saying from our lips? By seeking the Lord, The Israelite people under Jehoshaphat had found an answer for themselves. In verse 15, God said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." In verse 17, God encouraged them like this. "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord will give you." They have been told by God to take position, but not to fight. And they must be standing in their position. Why? Standing still, meaning that we lift up our issue, our problems before God. The people of Israelite are standing still doesn't mean they're not taking any action. But we read in verse 22. They began to praise God. God has an action for them to do at this time. And the action is to praise and worship the Lord. Your congregation, the recommendation of keeping personal hygiene, of being in quarantine, by the authority of every country, is something that we have to follow seriously. But also, besides that, I want to call upon you, that each one as a believer, to have a spirit seeking after God. In this time of disastrous situation, must be followed seriously. And would you agree to begin this practice seriously? In verse 22, we read, "As he began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated." The question here is, where did the ambush come from? That we don't know. But that's how God acted for the Israelite people. And last week, we have learned about the Word of God that because of the elect, the days of the disaster will be reduced. And God will do as He promised. And maybe you have a question like this. How will these days of suffering will be reduced? Dear congregation, nobody knows the answer. We only know that that's what God promised us. He will fulfill His promise because God's attribute is faithfulness. As we read in Psalm 91 last week's lesson, that His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. And the faithfulness of God is still in control all over the world today. His faithfulness has helped the King Jehoshaphat and the Israelites back in the day. And His faithfulness is also helping us in the world today. And so, we must put our burdens upon God's shoulder. For He will take care of us. May His word encourage you and me. Let's use the days of the quarantine so that in our private place, we lift our heart upon God, seeking God's face. We will seek His face together, and together put our gaze upon the Lord. Thank you. And now, let's all turn our heart toward God for prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, who governs our lives, who is holding the future of this world in your hand, we are facing a very difficult situation today. But praise be to God, because your word today has encouraged each one of us not to worry, but to put our burdens into your hand, for you will take care of us. Dear God, when we are in our private home, when we see that the case of the coronavirus and the number of deaths continue to increase, we are still worried because we know that we cannot yet return to our normal daily lives. Going back to worshiping you in our sanctuary, there might be some panic in our lives. So we may be reminded by your word that we can be drawn closer to you so that we can truly experience your love for us and also experience your power upon our lives. If you use these days of quarantine are the moments that you will teach us, that you will tell us, and you are causing us to experience your power in our lives. May we fulfill the responsibility that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Wishing each one of you a peaceful week in our Lord Jesus Christ.